Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella and Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about back tax properties and the right way to use them. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the LandAcademy.com online community. It's free.
Land Academy, soon to be Land Investor.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Jason B. wrote, general question. How long do folks on here typically see it take from first mailer to sell the first deal? My first mailer was 2,400 pieces. Nice. It took roughly 2 weeks for those to arrive. I have heard and read on here, this is our community, a general theme of get ready for the rush. Instead, I'm roughly 4 weeks from mailing, and I had maybe 20 responses or so total. Of that, 4 signed offers, none of which had access, and I declined all. Trying to see if this is typical. If so, okay. If not, then I need to adjust my next mailer, as a problem is something I must have done. I just want to make any adjustments if needed before my next mailer. I guess another way to ask this is, how much time does it usually take before determining if the campaign was successful or not?
Well, I think this campaign was successful.
Mm-hmm. I know, and who knows what's still coming in. Yeah. And when he wrote this.
Here's the truth. I included this question because I'm in the spirit of transparency. So there's a, you know, it takes about 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks before you really find out what happens. While I've never heard of anyone completely getting stumped, the root of the real issues that I've heard when people struggle is with pricing. Mm-hmm. It sounds to me like you've had 4 signed offers. And, if, you know, I really wonder if how you're checking access. Mm-hmm. Because there's access and then there's access.
Exactly. So that's true. If it's not paved right up to it, doesn't mean there's no access.
Exactly. So, you know, I really wonder, Jason, maybe you can reach out to some of us or reach out in Success Plan, maybe more so than you have here, and really review how you're looking at access, because I hate to see you throw away 4 good deals.
My other thought is, are you missing some calls? I don't know your story. I don't know if you're getting, if people are trying to reach out to you and you're missing them somehow, because usually you should have more, you should have some not nice phone calls. And, you know, if you did it right, you're gonna have some not nice phone calls, and you're gonna have some, where do I sign phone calls? Like, how fast can we do this phone calls?
Right.
So I wonder how many of those you're missing.
Yeah. Answering the phone, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
That could be.
So 6 weeks is the answer to your question. But, you know, like, if you listen to the show at all, Jill and I talk about receiving offers daily. We daily receive offers back from properties that we've mailed in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
So it never ends.
And then also, I have some things too. Is your mailer, I've seen some people and heard some people modify the mailer and make it a little too generic and a little too, hey, call me, or a little too, you know, not exactly sticking to what we've tested, and that will make a difference.
Yeah.
So there's so many variables, it's really hard to say without, like, seeing it and getting more.
My whole point is, I think this is a success.
Exactly. You've got, okay, so 20, well, you know, I had 4 signed, 20 responses. So now I realize too. So he's had 16 phone calls.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. So that's a good, that's good too. And of those, so of those 16 phone calls, what's there in those? Mm-hmm. I have some questions. So it doesn't sound like it doesn't sound like a failure, Jason. It sounds like you hang in there.
Not all of us have a Jill magic wand where we can turn angry people into sellers.
Thank you. Well, you know what? We laugh about it too, but it's true, because we've, you know, with some of our members that do a lot of deals, you know, like Luke, you know, we've all done it wrong and then still got something out of it.
Right.
So
it was a compliment, Jill.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
If you have a question or you want to be in the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, this is the meat of the show, which Jill wrote, by the way, back tax properties and the right way to use them.
Do you know why I did this?
No, I would love to hear it.
Back tax property discussions are quickly becoming a driving for dollars issue for me.
Oh, here we go.
So this,
I want to hear this,
is the whole reason why I wanted to talk with you about this,
okay,
Jack, and share this with the universe.
Is this going to be one of those times where you get a little angry? Because I like that.
I'm already angry. Can you tell? Why are we hitting our heads against the wall trying to come up with something out of garbage?
Can I give a little background before you get super angry?
Go right ahead.
Your anger will mean more.
Okay, good. Yes, add.
In the universe of all the property owners in a county, there are a finite number of property owners. Let's say it's 20,000 people. 10,000 people, let's say. Some of them stop paying their taxes. I don't care if they own an apartment building, a house, or a piece of land, which we're interested in. To do this, you have to not have a mortgage on it. Because if you do have a mortgage on it, the mortgage company escrows the taxes for you and pays them on your behalf. So we're talking about people so that's generally 50% of the people. 50 to 70% of the people do not have a mortgage with land and houses and all of it. So for whatever reason, I have a lot of ideas about this. Some people stop paying their taxes. Sometimes they die or whatever. And a lot of people in our industry, not just land people, a lot of people in our industry choose to target them as a preferred acquisition candidate because they're quote unquote, air quotes with my fingers, showing the signs of distress. This is what upsets my friend Jill here.
Oh, totally.
There's the background. Go for it.
Okay, thank you. The signs of distress might be there's a problem. You know, this is the whole thing. What you think is a sign of distress.
It is a sign of distress.
It is a sign of distress that there's a problem in the transaction. And do you really want to do that?
Yeah.
That's my whole thing.
Do you want to do a distress real estate deal?
When you just gave your 10,000 number. When we really sit and take your 10,000 number, now we're down to 50%. Let's just make it really easy.
Yeah.
Let's say 50% of these people, so now we're at 5,000, have no mortgage. Okay, now we have an even smaller number. 10-20%. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's what I was going with. 10%. Okay, now I got 500 that. This is now, never mind the 4,500 that are out there that are paying their taxes with no mortgage, everybody. So now you're at the 10%, so the 500, and you're targeting only them. Now, what do you think of those people, of the 500 people you're dealing with, are really...
Jill, you correct me.
I'm sorry, but
I'm so mad about this.
I do because it's a waste of time. I think it's such a waste of time. Because you know what though? All
I
say,
you're picking on these poor people too. That's the part that I have it. Not you.
Oh,
like you send people mail that have back taxes on it. It's just you're picking on them.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So instead, well, here's the thing. The reality is, for those people who are really all, and those are the only times I ever hear people like going, my guy got it, said he already got an offer, my guy got an offer, my guy got an offer.
Yeah.
Let's think about this. Because if there are, you know, how many of you out there sending those same 500 people letters over and over and over again? That's great. Because you know what? I'm over here by myself.
Yeah.
Sending offers to the 4,500 people that aren't behind on back taxes. And they're like, you know what? I do want to sell. Ah, thank goodness. I didn't know what I was going to do with it. I wasn't sure how I was going to list it. You know, the kids don't want it. We're not going to retire there. You know, whatever it is.
Price doesn't really matter. I just kind of want to just get rid of it.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm going to stop thinking about it.
We're 90 now. I don't really care. You know, I want to go to a good home kind of thing. And that's the reality. So that's the whole thing about back tax properties. So that's number one. Now, is there a way to use them in sourcing a county or sourcing a market? Yes. So that's what I wanted you to add, please, Jack. Back tax properties in the right. So that's the wrong way to use them, by the way. Just like, oh, let's just all hit them. Okay, you go right ahead. I'm over here making a lot of money, and that's okay. So sorry. But I want to be blunt and honest. It doesn't make sense. And I need to find this and put it back on my Facebook again because there was a guy, and he put it in Facebook that I can't remember his name, But he did his own test. He did a really good, serious, spent months on this test.
Yeah,
I did 10,000 offers here and I did 10,000 offers there. And oh my gosh, the junk that I got, the extra work, the extra expense, they ended up not being worth as much in the end. I mean, he's like, I had 18 things why that he had to test it and see it for himself. And I'm like, thank you for doing that. You saved a lot of people.
Here's the truth about back tax mailings. You will get a lot of response. And people do back tax mailers. There's other people in this industry that teach this. That's all they teach. You only need to send people offers who have back taxes on their property. That's what they teach. That's not what we do at all. Mm-hmm. Like Jill said, we send it to everybody. And because you get a response. And what you get is a huge amount of work that never pays off. You get a distressed property situation that maybe the parents died, the kids don't know how to get the property in their name. Now you're just in the business of solving another problem so that you can get a cheap piece of property. That's not what you want. You want to be in the data business. Mm-hmm. You want to understand data and how to get offers in front of owners and buy their property inexpensively because they want to sell it to you, not because you're selling them on some crazy thing or there's a distressed situation or you got to solve some huge legal problems for them. You're looking for a situation. It's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of it too, Joe. Honestly, I mean, I don't get angry about it. I laugh about it, but I laugh at you because you get angry a little bit.
I do. Because I just, you know what?
I am tired to answer the question.
I hate to see people wasting time and money.
Yeah.
Because they got bad information.
They got bad advice.
And the reality is, like Jack was saying, what you want to do is send an offer to, so let me back up and I'll let Jack explain this in a second. There is a way to use that as a gauge when you're picking a county. And Jack can expand on that in just a second. But the bigger issue is now you've picked a county, you're sending out offers, send them to everybody that meets your criteria, no mortgage, everyone. Now, whether they're behind or not on their taxes, you'll flush that out when you get your signed offers back. And I tell you, most of the time, you're going to pass on those because you have 10 good ones that are right there, easy to close. Everybody wants to sell. And then you realize, why was I even bothering with that?
That's
I don't need to do that.
So that's what your guy said.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the guy on Facebook said.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop horsing around with it.
Yeah. Push those aside. If there's something really fantastic you want to circle back around and you know how to deal with that situation, great, do it. But take the easy ones, you know, first. Everybody, you know. So do you want to explain in just 2 minutes for Jack?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there is a useful way, and we're putting a whole website together dedicated to this. There's a very good, useful way to use the statistics that surround back tax property to choose where to mail a county, where you're going to mail everybody. So if you go to websites, or there are certain places on the internet, and soon to be a website, the website we're releasing is called CountyWise. And you go to the county and you see, okay, all right, there's 4,000 back tax properties in this county. That's a good indication to me that I want to take a further look at sending everyone an offer in that county. There are some places in the country where there's absolutely no back tax property at all, ever, for some reason. States like Vermont and New Hampshire, they have one or two back tax properties a year. States like Utah, Northern Utah, for some reason, there's no back tax properties, or it's not getting reported or filed correctly or whatever. So those are counties in my experience where you mail everybody an offer in the county. You don't have the better, as good of a response as you do with maybe 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 back tax properties. So it's a great gauge it's a great statistic to use that's free and easy to get to make a decision about where to send everyone offers.
And that is why I said the right way to use them. Thank you. No, I mean that. So awesome.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to get heated about bad stuff. Just kidding. And buy a property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. You cracked me up.
Thank you. I have a few things I just have to get out, and I want to save people. You know me. This is not me. If you do know me.
Oh, I know. I do know you. That's why it's so funny. There's a few things that really miff you.
I'm going to walk around and help everybody. I told someone this the other day. I'm like, you know, this is how Jack and I roll. If you ask me a question, I'm going to answer. I'm not going to say that's for the whatever level, you know, and this is one of those things that I'm trying to help everybody and save them some time and money and energy.
I just got off of a call with a guy consulting call, you know, deal review, data review call. Mm-hmm. And he just thanked us 16 different ways. This guy's been, he's ingrained in the real world live auction real estate business.
That's cool.
In the South, the deep South.
Dude, I'm going to go see him and do that.
And so he started, he got our program in May, actually. And he said, he's been talking to everybody. And if anybody, didn't mention our names, but he said, does anybody know about this? Do you guys know about some of these people offers? Every single person said no. These old school guys.
It's great.
So he's connected.
That's awesome.
His A-list is done. That's what I told him. His buyer A-list, complete.
Done.
All he has to do is just price it and get it out there. He's like, yeah, I know. He's jumping up and down on the phone.
That is awesome. Yep.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.